Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf ayin beis. We're holding ayin aleph omid beis, two lines from the bottom of the omid. As you recall, yesterday, the Gemara asked that we have two mishnayos that seem to cover the same ground. We had our mishnah that we started off with yesterday, about kol hazvochem shenis arvu b'chatois hamesois o b'shor haniskol afila achas b'riboy yemusa kulan. We had a situation over here. We had one Sharanisko, or one of the five Chatois HaMesos, that got mixed into 10,000 Karbonois. Can you imagine? One lousy Sharanisko gets mixed into 10,000 Karbonois. All of them Yomusu Kulam. All of them go Lemisa. And we had a similar Mishnah in Masechtas Tmura. Where was that Mishnah? If you go back here on Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, three, four lines after the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara said, Tanina Chodazimna, we already learned this halacha, kol asurin legabi mizbeach uysin b'kol shehen. Kol shehen again means the same thing as one in 10,000. Now, which was the isser that got mixed in? We were not talking about chomesh chatois, mesois. We weren't talking about shir hanisko. We were talking about the roiva v'nirva, like the Gemara brings from the Mishnah in Masechtas Tmura. But the principle is the same, that if you have this Dvar Isra that mixes in to all of these wonderful Karbonois, the Oysen Mekol Shehen. Our Mishnah used the expression 1 in 10,000. There is his Kol Shehen, which sounds like even 1 in a million. But basically, they're the same halacha. So Gemara asked, why do we have to repeat this halacha twice? And you recall that the Gemara gave a teretz, because Iyena Mishnah Ime Hossam, now I'm learning from six, seven lines from the bottom of the Omid Beis, the Atzrichon, the Ime Hossam, if we only have that Mishnah, have a hani mili legvoya, I would think we're only talking about those Isurim that got mixed in, which were Isurim that were strictly and exclusively also legvoya. In other words, that, for instance, the case of Roiva Venirva. Roiva Venirva is obviously possible to be brought for a carbon. Why is that so obvious? Because the Gemara brought already the Psukim yesterday. Rashi brought Minha Bokar, Minha Behaima, Minha Bokar, Minha Tzoyin, Takrivas, Karbanchem. And from each one of those mins, we went and did exclusions. Minha Behaima Lahoitzi Roiva Venirva, Minha Bokar Lahoitzi Nevad, Minha Tzoyin Lahoitzi Samukta, and so on and so forth. So therefore, from those limudim, we know that Roiva Nirva is also to bring for a carbon. But the diuk works in reverse as well, that it's only osir for a carbon. A Roiva Nirva is not osir for regular hedyot use. So if I own a behema that was a Roiva Nirva, lived with a male or with a female, I would not give that behema the Nobel Peace Prize. I wouldn't be mechabed it. But nevertheless, it's not osir ba'anoa to bnei adam. We can use those animals, for instance, to go and yes.
I thought this animal needs to be killed.
Roy Venirva, if there are two, I should have mentioned that.
Oh yeah, you're right.
If there are two agents, two witnesses,
animal rights.
If there are two witnesses, you're right. We would go and kill the person that did this. Ve'sabehema taroygum. Talking specifically in a case where there was only one aid or alpi bal. What's a look in that case? You cannot go, you don't go and give it lemisa because you don't have two aidim. But on the other hand, it is, and it's osir ligvoya to be brought for a carbon, but it's mutter libneyodim, mutter lehedjoit. So if I want to use that roivanira, for instance, to plow the field, or if I decide I need some meat for dinner, you can go and check that Roy Venir, but there's no really? Isser Achila, no Isser Hanah.
Just because there weren't two Edom, it doesn't, you know. I understand it.
What happens is like, a person is accused in court today of Chas HaShom of murder, and the court decides that he murdered someone, and he gets whatever he gets.
Bail eligible anymore. What are you talking about? They let him walk free.
That's here in New York. I don't know if everywhere else. But anyway, if they find that he's guilty of murder, then what is the Torah say about a person who murdered? You go in Chas HaShom, you execute him. But what happens? You don't have two aidim, you only have one aid. He goes scot-free. Let's go at least put him 25 years in jail. I think it's a wonderful idea, but that Torah doesn't have that mid-ground. Either you are guilty or you're innocent. Of course, if a person in fact is guilty and we didn't have to write him, Rashi tells us in Chumash that Kodesh Baruch is going to take good care of him. Somebody's going to be, for instance,
chopping wood
in the forest, and guess what's going to happen? A whole tree is going to fall on that individual. So even though the Bezdin was not able to go and execute him, Kodesh Baruch says, don't worry, I have other means to go and execute people that deserve to be executed. So, presumably this animal, if in fact it was Reva Venirva, well, I don't know, Reva Venirva is more Shaykh Lekabi, the person. This animal presumably is an unwitting victim of some male or female who are slightly or majorly deranged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the animal has that tremendous type of, oh, I can't wait to go live with the person. I don't know. I mean, I'm not into animal psychology. I'm sure there are experts in that that get paid millions of dollars for shtusim. But nevertheless, the halacha is, if there are no two Edim, this animal is mutal hevyud, it's only usur the gvoya. And so therefore, that's what the Gemara was saying. Dimi hasam, it would be that Mishnah in Masechtas Tmura, have min hanimil the gvoya. We're only talking about those that are usur the gvoya. Av lehevyud, those things were usur even the hevyud. What's a even the hevyud? For instance, the shor haniskel case. If I have a shor haniskel, I'm not allowed to have any hanu'ah from that shor haniskel. Now this shor haniskel is talking about, in fact, that there were two Adam that said that this animal should be stoned, and the Bezin decided that it should be stoned, but the animal Kemachta played, it ran away, and therefore there's no way for the Bezin to go and grab it because it's drains somewhere. And then that animal finally entered into a corral with 1,000 other animals, and I cannot recognize the difference between this animal and the other animal. So we learned in our Mishnah yesterday, what's it then? Nebuch Kulam Yemusu. Unfortunately. So we're distinguishing between our Mishnah, which was talking about even Osul Lehedyot, as opposed to the other Mishnah, Masechtas Tmura. How do I know we're talking about a Hedyot? Because we're talking in the first case, even a Shor HaNiskel, which is Osul Bano Lehedyot. So now our Gemara asks, last two lines, the Hedyot Namitan Aleh. We have yet a third Mishnah, and that Mishnah is not in Tmura, not by Unzin Zvachim, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah. And what does it say? The same Allah again, the Elo Asurin, the Isur, the Oisrin, the Kolshehe. The following are Asur, even Bahanov, and the Asim, the Kolshehe, in other words, even one in a million, one in 10,000. What are those? Yai Nesach, Vavoides Chichovim, and our Mishnah, our Gemara, when it quotes the Mishnah, leaves out another case. What's another case? Oh, I have, just conveniently have a Sechsis away to Zora here. And the Mishnah begins, it's a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalid, Ad, the Ad Bechlau. Eilu Asurim V'Oisim B'Kol Shehu. Which are those? Yai Nesach, Avodis Kechavim, Oireis Levuvim, V'Shor HaNiskel. Oh, our Shor HaNiskel. The Asur B'Kol Shehu. Oh, that we already had yesterday in the Mishnah, the Shor HaNiskel. And now we're quoting another Mishnah, Mesech of the Avodis Zarah, which also lists Shor HaNiskel. So therefore we're talking about not only things which are Osur L'Gvoya, like the Roiv of Anirva, we're talking about even things which are osur lehedyot, because in halacha have a no'ah from the Shor HaNiskel. So why do we have to repeat that halacha both in our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Masechtas Avodah Zarah? And for the Martzrich, I do need both. The Imi also, if we only have Yena Mishnah, have a minol lehedyot. What means have a minol lehedyot? Rashi has a slightly different girsa. Harimili lechulin. What's main to chulin? So let's look at the top Rashi. In other words, both our Mishnah says it expressly, and the other Mishnah, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, which says it implicitly, if you have mixed in one Shor HaNiskel and our 10,000 animals, they all have to go to Misa. And if we have a Shor HaNiskel that gets mixed in with animals in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, they also go Lemisa. Yeah, but there's a major difference. In that case, when we go and kill the other animals, while we, people that feel Tsar Balechayim in our veins, and therefore we really feel bad that we're going to have to kill those other animals. But after everything is said and done, they are only Chulin animals. They are not Kodshim animals. So if you have to kill them, you have to kill them. It's a shame, but that's the halacha. But in our Mishnah, we're going killing 10,000 zvachim, Kol azvachim sheniz b'choshinis arvu b'chatois emes afil achas b'ribay. One shor and niskel gets mixed into 10,000 other kosher animals, which were oilois or shlomim or whatever. We're going to have to kill all of those. So I would think, emolein of sadin lekulu, the chachamim should be more mekel. Now, bear in mind this whole halacha of that it does not become batel b'roiv is a drabana. Because min ha-toira we have halacha of achrei rabim lahatois. So therefore, once you have three animals, two against one, for sure, niskel got mixed in with two regular animals, such as in the sexus of Avodah Zarah, or two zvachim like we had in our Mishnah, should become batel. However, the Chacham said, since we're talking about heavy duty Isra no, therefore it does not become batel, even b'meya, even b'elef, even b'riboy. So says our Gemara, if we would only have the Mishnah over there, I would say, when did the Chachamim take this very strong, heavy line and say, kill out all the animals because of this mixture, is the hadjit, that all the other animals are just regular animals. No special dinim about these animals, they're like any other animals. Our Mishnah, we're talking about behemoths that were already set aside and consecrated and muktish for karbanos. I would think that the Chum would have Rachmanis and would say, you know, it's one thing and 1,000 animals to kill, but 1,000 oilois or 1,000 shlomim, that's kedushas agob. So I would think they would say, okay, in this case, we're going to be mekel just achiram lahatis and be mavatel the iser of the sharnik. So, v'im yachir, but only have our Mishnah, have a minahani mili kochin demois. You know the reason why we say we are not mavatel this sharanisko? Because of the fact that it's brought for a carbon on the Mizbeach, if we say it's bottle, the Rabbi Yisrael says, this Shoranisko that killed people, you're bringing this for a carbon. So therefore we say, I'd rather go and kill out all the animals, including that particular animal, because it's moist from the Mizbeach. Avachun doi moist, if I have one Shoranisko mixed in with 1,000 regular animals, and ultimately I use that for plowing, or I use that for afterwards to eat the dinner, right? We cut it up, we shecht and eat it. It's not nius l'gvoya. It's not something repugnant that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is what type of carbon you bring, because we're not talking about kabbalas anymore. We're using it for chulin purposes. So I would think, eima isuri hanol levatli beruba, it should become bottle bear, right? Tzricha, that's why we have to have both cases in our case here, and the case in Mesechtes Avoidazar. But now, after we've brought from the beginning of the Perek until now, what the Gemara has been focused on is, isn't Rabbeinu HaKadosh being repetitive in saying the same halacha here, in Mesechtes Tmura, in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, and each time the Gemara says, there's a chiddush that I wouldn't know if I only had it in one location, I wouldn't know it from the other location. But for the Gemara, let me ask you a much more basic question. Why does it say at the beginning of our Mishnah that all 10,000 go lemisa? After all, we all feel like Ariel feels that, you know, it's Tzar Bala Chaim, we're killing all of these innocent animals, why should we do that? Then if Al Maruba, why Taka the Chumim make this special din? Rashi says again on the third and fourth line, Doksiv iminatoy tzachri rab lahatois. So this is a rabbinic decree that we're saying it doesn't become bottled even in 1,000 and 10,000. Why? Why Taka doesn't it become bottled? Vachitayman, maybe you're going to go and tell me, Chashiv ivaloy batli. That's a dover choshev. He's talking about an animal. It's not just a piece of meat, or not just a tissue box.
Dover shebeminian type thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk about all that type of dover shebeminian momentarily. Stacha taptoisis as mitam beria, stacha beria. So it's a dover choshev ma'oid. So Dr. Yimora, if that's the reason why you're saying it doesn't become bottle, because this shor and this goes, oh, shor, and therefore it doesn't become bottle, honey, chalaman yemakol shedakalim the shaninim. What means koshadarka? What means eshadarka? So we'll see Rashi in a moment. Both of the, this is going to be a machloikis on the Amud Beis, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we'll see momentarily. The difference between eshadarka means exclusive. No one in their right minds, we're talking about 100% of the entire world's population, when they are selling this particular item, they do it es shadar kalimnois. You count out each one. You don't go and give away any freebies. For instance, if you happen to be going to your grocer and you're buying from your grocer 10 potatoes or something, and then, I know, of course, it goes by weight, it doesn't go by, by apples. Sometimes they sell it by number. Yeah, 10 apples in a bag or whatever. What happens if a customer comes in and the grocer wants to curry some favor with that customer? He says, you know what? I'm going to throw in an 11th potato or 11th apple. I'll throw it to you. That doesn't make a difference. In fact, I'm not going to even count how many. Just fill up this bag as many as you want. So this is not an esh shadark of noise, because you see that the grocer is not makpid that it should be exactly 10 or exactly 12. Well, whatever, you just fill up the bag and take it, and a dollar a bag or whatever. So that would be a situation where it's not es shadark lim. This means that it's exclusively only sold by number. What would be a case of something exclusively sold by number? Gold. Take, for instance, what we say?
Diamond,
gold, silver. If you happen to go to the
47th Street,
oh, everybody is selling diamonds, and you want to go and buy two or three diamonds, and you do, and you, of course, they look up the Rappaport sheet, and they look it under the microscope and all the loops and all the things.
They look at your face,
that's true. And what happens now? Do they go and say at the end, you know, you're such a good customer, I'll throw an extra diamond for you? That doesn't happen. So those are, they count exactly every single diamond. They don't, there's no freebies, there's no, well, since you're buying three.
There's no baker's dozen, a 13th diamond.
Oh, does I? Fine. So that's the Esh Shadarkim, that it's exclusive. If you look at the beginning of the Rashi, Esh Shadarka Limnais. It's about parallel to our Gemara. Zokrashi Shadarka Miyuchad Lakach. This is Miyuchad, exclusive. Ein Lecha Adam the Moisef Alein Yisrael Lakach. Nobody gives additional diamonds, additional freebies. For like Moichab Le Minyan. And nobody sells without a specific number. You want to buy, I'll go and sell you two, I'll sell you three, I'll sell you five. But nobody says five, but I'll give you a sixth one for free. It doesn't work that way. That's the case of the Esh Shadarka Limnais. What's the case of Kol Shadarka Limnais? Kol Shadarka Limnais, as we'll see in Rashi, means in a moment that B'derech Klal, people, in fact, are makpid on the number. However, occasionally you'll find 5, 10, 15% of the population that say, yeah, Nishka Ferlich. Where would be a situation like that? That's the case of our behemoths. Well, why the case of behemoths? Because although when you want to go and buy behemoths, to say, I wouldn't say it's the same thing as diamonds, but it's similar that if you want to buy one behemoth, you get one. You want to buy two, you get two. You don't go and just say, okay, take as many as you want, 5 or 10, and well, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price, $1,000. You know, that's not the way these things work. Each one is individual. However, says Rashi, there are occasionally people that a koyner comes and he says, I want to go and buy a bunch of animals. Let's come out to the corral. They see in the corral 10, 20, 30 animals. I'll say the whole corral for $5,000. How many animals? I don't know exactly, but you see, 20, 30, 50, whatever it is, I'll say the whole thing as one package deal. So most people don't do that. Most people say, you know, each one of these animals is special and it costs a lot of money. Each one is $200, $500, $300. I don't just go and give you a package deal of 30 animals for $5,000. Usually can't. But there are people, says Rashi, she'ain makpidim. So let's look at the previous Rashi. Kol Shadarka Limnois, this is the first of the narrow lines. Says Rashi, she'esh b'nei Adam ha'makpidim b'minyanam. There are lots of people that are makpid in the minyan on the exact number. U'moichem b'minyanam. Sheninu, according to this mandiyam, Kol Shadarka Limnois, this mandiyam holds d'loy batli b'samach b'hach mishnah. As we'll see shortly in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to quote on the final line of this Amud Aleph. What is it saying? That Mishnah, Chavili Tiltzon, Shaper. What are Chavili Tiltzon? Those are bundles of fenugreek. So, explains now. We'll get back to that shortly on the bottom. But in the meantime, the Behemoth Nami, Harb Bnei Odom, HaMakpidim Alein, Moichon Oisim Eminyan. Most people, Harb Bnei Odom, HaMakpid, Dafka to go and send Eminyan. One cow, two cows, five cows. The Aval Bishiyesh Bnei Odom Shein Makpidim Kol Kach. There are others. Yesh. There are people. 10%, 20%, 30% of the population, which are not Makpid. Umaysif and Yeseira say, okay, take one more. Oy Moichen Ho'eder Yachar. Or they sell the whole corral, the whole group of animals together. I happen to be in the animal business and I want to get out. I want to retire. Yeah, take the whole flock. I don't care if they're 30 animals, 32, they're 28, whatever you got there, $5,000, we'll call it a day. So that's not the normal way, but they are b'nei Adam, shein makpidim. So that's the difference between the kosher darka limnois, that although I'd say 70, 80, 90% of the oilam does count it out one at a time, and the Esha Darkoi is one that says exclusively only by minyan, like the diamond seller, like we said. Okay, so now getting back to our Gemara, so what does that have to do with anything? So since the Gemara has already determined that the case of the animals is a case of a kosher darkoi and not an Esha Darkoi, meaning, yes, most of the people in the world, when they go and sell animals, they sell it b'minyan, one, two, three, each one individually, and they don't go and give you a package deal. However, there are those that are moichin ha'eder yachad. So now it depends. If you hold eshe darka limnoi sheninu, meaning that when is it a dover choshev, and it does not become bottled, that's only when everybody in the world exclusively goes and sells it, each one by number, nobody throws in an extra one. Nobody says, I'll buy a whole lot, like the case of the diamonds. So then that's a situation where it does not become bottled. However, our case of the behemoth, it's a kosher darka limnois case. A kosher darka limnois case, according to Man the Yomah that holds es shedarka limnois, it should become bottled, because this is not a situation where it's so kosher that everybody sells it only by a specific number. You got a significant part of the population, 5%, 10%, 20%, that will sell it even if you're not exact number. And one more, one less, they are not makbid. If they're not makbid, so it's not so choshev. If it's not so choshev, why doesn't it become bottle? So again, break the mark. But why does it say in our Mishnah that this one charanisko, one chatas mesa, gets mixed into 5,000, 10,000 amulets? All them gold and misa. Let it become bottle by right. V'chitayim v'chashiv v'libat. You're going to go and talk about tzadot v'choshev. It doesn't become bottle. Honey, yom man diyama kosher darka limza shininu. According to the man diyama that holds kosher darka, we'll see in the more in the Yomid Beis, that's Reish Lakish. He has kosher darka that even though not everybody is makbet to sell it exclusively by number, most people are, but some people aren't. No, so it's a kosher darka limnois type of situation. So according to Reish Lakish that holds it, that's enough to call it a dover choshev, and it does not become bottle, I understand why Amisha says it doesn't become bottle. It
should be the other way around.
Exactly, exactly. Go ahead, Bill. Exactly. If you're saying it, if you're saying that the people are relaxed about it, it should be bottle. It should be bottle. If you're saying it's kosher darko limnos, it should be bottle. Because you're saying let it go. There, you know, I'm letting it go too. Why are we saying it's not bottle if it's saying kosher darko limnos?
It's good why it says in the Mishnah that it doesn't become bottle. Why doesn't it become bottle? Because he holds that the definition of a dover choshev for leibatli is even though there's 10 or 20% of the oilam that
mevater.
Is mevater, right? However, since the vast majority of people are not mevater, it's considered to be a dover choshev. Since it's a dover choshev, it doesn't become bottle. Person says that it's exclusive, it has to be dafka b'minyan, so then certainly you're saying it should not become bottle.
Exactly.
Okay, you're right. So I am mistaken. Let's look at the next Rashi. I left out the last two, three lines, which is really the key. Hani meaning behemoth. Ein darken miyuchad l'minyan. Sheyesh ha-moysif in yaseira, oy moychen eider beloy minyan. So therefore, these people, since these animals are the things which are
precious,
kol shedarkoi, it's not that precious, it's not an eshedarkoi l'mnois, so then they should become bottle in our Mishnah. Why does it say in the Mishnah that it's not bottle? It should become bottle. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara.
I'm not satisfied. If people are so makbid et sedarko limnos, then it should not become batal.
Correct.
Our Mishnah is an et sedarko limnos then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Our Mishnah must be et sedarko limnos, because if it's kol sedarko limnos and the animals become batal, let it become batal. Don't kill 10,000 animals because of a rabbanan. Relax the rabbanan.
Yeah, but there is a real issue with animals, where if an animal causes damage to a person, they usually, it's almost like they're talking between themselves. And then it's almost like the the show is almost teaching the other animals that they can kill a person. So, means there is a there is an influence even we don't think there is.
Is it insurgency?
Yeah, it's like with shark. If shark was caught killing somebody, they chase him in Australia anyway till they kill him because they don't want him to hang around.
To other
murders. Must be or other
the
sharks.
Same horses, the same with horses too.
They don't want him to be a mesis or mediach.
Right. So it's interesting. Yeah, that's
the case of the Mishnah, when we're talking about animals, kuli alma moida, that's a kol shadarka limnois type of entity. Animals are the types of things that fall into the kol shadarka limnois
category. Okay.
There's no machlokes. The machlokes is what's the definition, what's the principle of a dover choshev that doesn't become bottled. According to the mandiyama that says, kol shadarka limnois shaninu, even if it's a behema type of situation where that is a kosher darka limnois, it's a dover choshev, it doesn't become bottled. That's why our Mishnah says it doesn't become bottled. But according to Mandiyama, that holds esher darka limnois shanino, the only thing that does not become bottled are the exclusive things like the diamonds, those don't become bottled. But a case of a behema which is not an esher darka limnois, it's a kosher darka limnois.
Sometimes it's bottled.
And therefore sometimes it should become bottled. So why does it say in our Mishnah that even Echad be Reboy, you say Kulam Yemusa, why doesn't it become bottled?
I see, so the question is, so our Mishnah is saying it's kosher darka limnos, and
that's the case of a behema. The definition of a behema is a kosher darka limnos. Because if you take statistics throughout the whole world,
20% of people say just take the whole flock.
Exactly, and they don't count whether 50 or 51 or 49, right, they just take the whole thing. Most people are very more makbid.
Right.
But at least Rashi said, Yesh b'nei Adam, which are not makbid minyanim. And so therefore, if you hold that kol shadarka limnos shanino, what you're saying is, even though it's only 80% that are makbid, only 90%, and there's 10 or 20% that are not makbid, doesn't matter. It's still a dover choshev, and it's not bottled. So that's why our Mishnah says none of them are bottled, and they have kulam yamusa. But if you hold that eshadarka limnos, no. The only thing that's a dover choshev is when 100% endow this item with exclusivity, and they say it will never become bottled. Like, for instance, diamonds, as we said before, twice a piece of gold, a piece of silver, something which has inherent large volume.
In terms of value.
So nobody's going to go and say, here, take an extra piece, just as a present, as a freebie. It doesn't work that way. How much is gold now? I hear
$4,100 an ounce.
Can you imagine $4,100 an ounce? Would anybody say, here, take another half an ounce and a quarter of an ounce here for free? You're given real money then. That's a lot of money. So therefore, that's an eshedar. Only the eshedar limnois are choshev and don't become bottled. Animals are not eshedarka, they're only a kosherdarka. So therefore, since it's a kosherdarka, then according to this mandioma of eshedarka, it should become bottled because it's not so exclusive. Okay. It's not such a dover choshev.
It's not the definition, is who holds my of the two mandioma.
Right, exactly. So Zokti Mora, my ikla meimer, what are you going to say according to this mandioma? So now, who are these mandioma? They're not. We have a Mishnah. Which state in the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Arla. Until we get to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, will take us a few lines, as you'll see. Me'at Hashem will get back to them. Misha hoyu lei chavilei tiltzen. A person had bundles of fenugreek. In Yerushalmi, bundle is defined as 25 pieces of fenugreek. For those of you that don't know what fenugreek is,
it's fenugreek to you.
It's fenugreek to me too. Rashi says it's a mintavlin. It's a type of spice. And Rashi says at the end of the Rashi, you'll see, ubalaz, it's fenugreek. And in English, it's called fenugreek. Anyway, so whether or not today you get it in little bottles and you go and shuckle it into as a seasoning, chvesnish, apparently the original tiltzen are long things, maybe like carrots, maybe like
stalks,
exactly. Stalks. So if you were to go and have such a bundle of fenugreek and you want to use it for cooking, for your seasoning, the problem is they're kloy hakerem. How did they come kloy hakerem? Because they grew inside a kerem, which of course means a vineyard, and the person knew about it and he grew them, so it becomes kelayim. The halach of kelayim is that, like the Mishnah says, yidolko. That's the next word on the top of the Yomid Beis. It says by kelayim, then tukdash hamaleya, and the Gemara darshins, the word tukdash means tukad esh. that when you have a situation of kelaim, not only is it asr b'chila, not only asr b'na, you got to destroy it. You got to go and burn it, take it and put it in the chometz on Erev Pesach and burn it together everything else. I'm just saying that as in jest. You can burn it throughout the year. But the point is, it's asr b'hana. Not only that, nisarva b'chirim, if these fenugreeks get mixed into other, in other words, you're in the supermarket and you see 100 bundles of fenugreek all for sale, and someone tells you, I want you to know, one of them, unfortunately, is kelayim. Oh, yeah, which one? I don't know. Nisarva b'chirim, kulam yidalka, all of them have to be burned, divrei reb, that's what a mayor is. What you can do is, if there are 200 such bundles and one fell into the other 200, then it becomes bottle.
Not
b'shishim. No, okay, now what's the reason? What Bill is asking is, b'sepis, why not shishim? Why not 100? B'sepis, 200? So the rule of shishim is because the Chacham said that anything that gives nesinas tam into something else, then it becomes osir b'achila, and depending on the nature of it, it might even become osir b'ana. So what does gives in taste in something else? If you have a bunch of chazer fats that fall into a regular chicken soup or chulent or whatever, and that chazer fat comes in and gives it nesinas tam, once you feel the tam, oh, I feel so fatty. So then it becomes osir. The problem is, how can I go and taste it, since if I taste it, maybe I'm going to eat now the chazer fat.
Give it to a non-Jew.
If you have a non-Jew who's an expert, you can't just have anybody who's a b'shteitzer, name like a chef, he can go and taste it. To talk. Give it to that chef and have him go and taste it. More called a nachtoim. He should go and taste it. We don't mean a nachtoim, the baker. We mean a professional Gentile chef. Give it to him. But what happens if there is no professional Gentile chef around? So then the Chacham said, the shear is b'shishim. Because normally anything that gets mixed into 60 other parts, it is, since it's by comparison so minute, it's no longer going to give a shishim, a nesinas tam. So that's the reason for the 60. When it comes to the din of truma, says Rashi, if truma gets mixed into chulin, even one part out of 100, as long as it's less than 100 chulin against that one truma,
awesome.
All of it is awesome. Once you get to 100, then it's okay. Where does the shear 100 come from? So Rashi says, because we learn it from the din of Trumas Meiser. What's the din by Trumas Meiser? What is Trumas Meiser? Trumas Meiser means every single time a farmer has new produce, he has to, of course, give first to the Kohen, he has to go and give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. And then when he gets to the Levi, he has to give Masa Rishon. Masa Rishon means 10%, 1 out of 10. After you give that 10% to the Levi cannot start eating it. He himself has to go and give what's called Trumas Meiser, which is Meiser min ha-Meiser. By definition, since it's Meiser min ha-Meiser, it's 10% of 10%. It's 1/100, and that he has to go and give to the Kohen. And that Trumas Meiser, for most halachas, is exactly the same as Truma in terms of its severity. So therefore, the Torah is telling us over there that the shear of Trumas Meiser is 1 out of 100. And the Torah refers to it as kol chelboy, as mikdashoy mimenu, that you have to go and give from the chaylev, you have to give the mikdash. What does that mean? That from the Meiser that he had received, he has to go and give 1/10. So darshan chazal, since we have over here a case of Trumas Meiser, which is 1/100 of the original produce, and the Torah refers to it as mikdashoy mimenu, so it's a simon that even 1% is mekadesh the truma, the mekadesh the chulin, if truma get mixed in, and therefore if you want to be mevatel truma, it's got to be at least 100 or more against that piece of truma. That's by truma. Now says Rashi, truma only has an isser of achila; it doesn't have an isser of ana. But orla and kilayim do have an isser of ana. So therefore, we have now doubled the Isur, not only Isur Achil, but Isur Ana, but also doubled the din of the
Bittul,
thank you, that instead of just being bottled in 100, here it has to be bottled in 200.
Why 200? Why not 500? Why not 10,000?
Because it's only double. Israel, no, compared to Israel, we're just doubling the Israel.
Because Israel is double, so the quantity, the
Bachim,
exactly. The coefficient is double.
No problem. Let's take a look at the second Rashi. As you can see, the daf is relatively short, so we have time to look at the second Rashi. Bi'echon ha-masayim, second line from the top. Zuhi aliyas or lebekloya ken. Aliyah means the hilchos bittel by arlan kloya ken. The truma oyle bi'echon ha-me'eh, by truma halach is 1 out of 100. Ve'kiven shekafa lese isur, shek isurai isur ha-noah. Because not just isur achil, it's isur ha-noah as well. Kafa lese aliyah, therefore they doubled also the aliyah, meaning the hilchos bittel. Hochi tani le-bisafri. It says, Gabi kol mikol chelbo yes mikdisha mimenu. The mishtoi, that passage is talking about Trumas Meiser, that the Levi gives 10% from 10%, she echad mi meya. The Karolin, the Torah refers to it as mikdishoi mimenu, or mashmashi mekadshoi, mekadish, and so it's arvin boy, that if it gets mixed into something else, it's mekadish it, and it does not become bottle. So that's why Truma, where the shear is 1 in 100, here we have a double iser, it's 1 in 200. Okay, fine. So getting back to the machlok between Remeir and the Chacham, Remeir says that this fenugreek is so choshev, it does not become bottled, even in 200. The Chacham say, no, the whole Isser is Isser Kalayim. If you have 200 bundles of fenugreek, it becomes bottled. Now what's the svarataka of Remeir and the Chacham? She Remeir oimer kol shedarke limno is mekadesh. Oh, kol shedarke limno, anything that you go and count. When it comes to fenugreek, you count out the bundle. One bundle, two bundles, three bundles. We're going to discuss shortly whether a mayor holds es shadarka l'mashaninu or kol shadarka. The lashon of a mayor sounds like he's in Reish Lakish's camp of kol shadarka l'mnois. We're going to get back to that momentarily. Don't jump to conclusions. But the machlokes that we're going to have is a libid Rameir. Because according to Chachamim, ein mekadesh al shisha dvarim belvad, the Chum say the only time that you have things that don't become bottle is a dover choshev ma'oid, as we'll see momentarily. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, not 6, but Shiva 7. The Elohim. Which are these dvorim choshev ma'oid? We have a goyze ferach, v'rimoyne badon. Perach and badon, says Rashi, are names of places. Egoizim, of course, are nuts. Rimoinim are pomegranates. Chovyostumais means that you're selling sealed barrels of wine. I don't have to tell you that if a sealed barrel gets opened by someone, guess what? It won't take long and the wine will become sour. As long as it's awesome, it's sealed barrel, they can, these sealed casks, what they call casks, they can remain even for 50 years. And chilfei tardin v'kilchei kruv. Rashi says both chilfi and kilchi mean stalks. Tardin are beets, kruv are cabbage. So you're talking about beet stalks and cabbage stalks. Udlas Yavonis. This is Taka Greek to me. This is Greek gourds. These are 6 items. We had Goyze Ferach is 1, Ribbon Abad is 2, Chavistum is 3, Chuv Tarn is 4, Kilchei Kruv is 5, Udlas Yavonis are 6. Now, to us, where we live here in America, presumably you can get any one of these 6 items just by walking down the street. You can get these things. If not here, then you go online and they can send it to you for $19.99. etc., you can get all these items. But this was not the case in the times of Chazal. These were considered to be very, very precious. You wanted to go and get your ferach, you can go to the entire town where you lived, they didn't sell it. So then you went to the city next door, they also didn't sell it. If you go to the capital city, there you might be able to get it. It was a dover choshev moed. Says the Rabban, these 6, if they get mixed into anything else, they I can never ever become bottled because these are very, very choshev. But fenugreek, nishta zoy geferlich, and it could become bottled, echad umasai. And Rabbi Kiva adds, the same thing applies af kikr shel balabayis. A kikr of a balabayis, meaning this is a something that was baked at home, this is different than something that you buy in the bakery or the supermarket. Because if you go in the bakery supermarket, you can get 50 or 100 challahs, which look exactly alike, one after the other after the other. They are all on the assembly line. Looks like not twins, look like clones, 100 twins. Clones of each other. Very good. But a kikr shel balabayis, every single housewife or any single private baker, they bake their challahs a little bit differently. Some are larger and some are smaller and some are geflochten. Geflochten means they're braided and some are not. And some have seeds on top and some don't. And some are smeared with egg on top and some are not. Each one of them has, if you will, like individual simanim. And in fact, back in Bab Metzia, they talk about the difference between Kikr Shel Nachman, Kikr Shel Baal HaBayis, Lagabi Hilchos Metzia, that this has a simon, this doesn't have a simon. Okay, so therefore Rabbi Kiva says this is ultra dover choshev, because you can recognize that this is not just your standard one out of a thousand clones, but this is a miyuchad, shine. So these are not, do not become bottle, afilo be elef, afilo be masai. Fine. But everything else is bottle masai. And now the Mishnah ends off, haroi li orla orla roi li klo yakerim klo yakerim, meaning of the six or the seven that we've now enumerated, some are roi for Arla. Arla explains Rashi is only by peirois. So anything having to do with peirois, you would make a boyer pri eitz l'chalapachis. Then we would say that has an Arla halacha. Those things which are more vegetables or crops, they would be more in the kelayim field. So therefore, when you're talking about the egoizim, the rimoinim, and the chavyestumis, chavyestumis is wine, which of course is from grapes, those are all shayach to the parasha of Arla. The tardin and kruv, and the delas, where you're talking about, basically, I would call them vegetables, or some would say it's legumes, or whatever. So you have your beets, and you have your cabbage, and you have your gourds, you like your cucumbers. It's not shayach orla, they don't grow on trees. But a shayach is kilayim, if anything were grown with a mixture of others, for instance, it was grown in the kerem, they would all be susceptible to halacha of kloya kerem. Okay, very good. The Itmar Allah. Now that we have concluded that Mishnah, and we find that there's a machloik between Remeir and the Chachamim, we have now machloik in the Pshat in Remeir. In the Chacham, there's nothing to talk about, because as far as the Chacham are concerned, there are only six items of food that do not become bottle, even be Meir, even be Revi. Which ones are those? Those that we just identified and enumerated, the Chalfeitar, the Kilchei Krov, etc. However, what about Loitra Meir? Now, although the Lashon of the Mishnah is Kol Shadar Kalimnois, there's in fact a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether that is the correct girsa, or at least how to teach, how to interpret what Rabbi Meir said. So, V'itma Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Esh Shadar Kalimnois Shishanim. What Rabbi Meir meant to say is, anything which is exclusive, that people only sell it b'minyan, nobody says, okay, just take the whole, I have here a large box full of fenugreek, or full of whatever. Nobody goes and sells it like that. It's Esh Shadar Kalimnois. Everybody says, let's count them out, one at a time. One, and two, and three, and four, and five. Ah, Zutra B'yoychanan, that was the Kavanah of Rav Meir. That's the reason why this fenugreek passels all the rest. Rav Shimon Lokshi says, no, it doesn't have to be exclusive. Even if fenugreek happens to be that type of thing, which is kosher dar to limnois, that's also enough for purpose of Rameir to say it does not become bottle. I agree that there's 10 or 20% of the people that say, I don't really care, another 101 fenugreeks and 99 fenugreeks. But most people count each fenugreek one at a time, and they say, I'm selling you 100, I'm not selling you 101. And that is enough, says Reish Lakish, according to Rameir, not to become bottle. Okay, so now that we have identified this machloikis of Yechon Reish Lakish, and they're arguing Aliba de Reb Meir, not according to Chacham. Chacham say only these six or seven items. Chacham and Rabbi Kiva, only six or seven. But everything else becomes bottle. But according to Reish Lakish, it says other things are also a Dover Choshev. Either an Eshedarka is a Dover Choshev where it's exclusive. Everybody in the world, 100% of all Bnei Adam, count them. They don't sell them as just a package deal. On the other hand, Reish Lakish says, no, even a kosher darka where 80%, 90% of the people are makbid, even though 10, 20% are not makbid, but most people are makbid. That's enough to give it chashivas that it doesn't become bottle. Now, let's get back to our behemoths that we were talking about in our Mishnah, Yeshua and Nisko. When you talk about behemoths, that is, as a general rule, most people are makbid when they sell animals, and they sell them by the head. I'm selling you one animal, five animals, 10 animals. Most people don't sell them by the corral. Test take the whole geshet. And so therefore, the definition of animals is a kol shadar kalimnois item. Therefore, says Reish Lakish, you know what I hold. I hold kol shadar kalimnois is a dover choshev and does not become bottle. That's why our Mishnah says it doesn't become bottle. Hanichal Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah is, I understand Reish Lakish why he says this lousy shoran niskel, or one of the chomish chatois may says, got mixed into 10,000 animals, all of them Yemusa. You know why? Because it does not become bottle. Yankel and Beryl, they're not so makbid. Yeah, but 99% of the world, or 80% of the world, is machbet dafka to go and sell it in minyan, and therefore it's a kosher darka limnois type of thing. As long as it's a kosher darka limnois, even though there's a 10 or 20%, who cares about that? For purposes of bittul, it does not become bottle. That's why not Mishnah, kolim yimusa. El Rabbi Yochanan holds esher darka limnois, that means it's got to be dafka exclusive, like diamonds. But if you're talking about horses, you're talking here not a horse, but you're talking about a shor hanisko. What's a shor hanisko? There are a lot of people out there that do go and sell animals by the lot, by the corral, whether they're 20 or 50 or 100. I don't care, just buy the whole thing for 5,000 and it's all yours. Ah, so therefore, contribute Yochanan, these things would become bottle. In other words, the animals would become bottle because they are not esher darka limnois animals, they are kosher darka limnois animals. So therefore it should become bottle. Why does it say in the Mishnah that they're not bottle? I shouldn't have to go and kill 10,000 animals because of one shor hanisko. Amra Papa, Haitana Tana Delitra Ketziyosu. Because the Tana of our Mishnah is not the Chachamim. It is not Reb Meir, but it's a special new Tana. Who is this new Tana? The Tana of Litra Ketziyosu. Who is that Tana? The Omar, he makes virtually everything bottle. What does he say? Kol davar sheyesh ba minyan afel b'drabanan loy batel v'koshkin b'diyaraisa. Now, what are we referring to? So, what exactly are litra ketziyos in the first place? So, we'll take first a look at the Rashi, the third Rashi, about six lines in, litra ketziyos, mishkol, litra is like, in English, a liter. I don't know that they're the same weight or same volume, but it's the weight of a litra. Shol te'enim yeveshois, of dried out figs, shall truma of truma, shekitzam be ezemel bekli, shishmoy miktsaya. How did it get the name ketziyos? Because they would go and cut them with an ezemel. Ezemel is a type of cutting instrument, like a sharp knife or something, and that's how they cut it, and that's why it's called litra ketziyos. What it means is a litra of dried figs. Now we're going to learn the top two Rashis, that in the good old days, just like today, that if you want to go and buy dried figs, most places you buy a cake of figs where all the figs are compressed. Sorry?
A wheel.
So it's not a wheel. It's not a wheel of fortune, it's a wheel of figs. And they're all kvetched together, you go and press them all together, and you sell it like that. And then when you ask the moicher, tell me how many figs are there in this cake or in this wheel? I don't know, it could be 50, it could be 20, it could be 30, I don't know. I'm selling it by the cake. I don't sell it by the individual shtickle. Right? That's the way they're sold. But what happens if you find that there is somebody in the world that says, okay, if you only want to buy 10, that's fine. We're going to start we'll dismantle this cake, and we'll take one at a time. And he cuts one with an ezemel, and another one, another one, another one. Ah, so now, that of course is not the normal way of it being sold. Doesn't become bottle in such a situation, were it to go and fall into truma, or into kelayim, or into orla, like we spoke about before. So let's look at the top Rashi. Kol davar sheyesh ba minyan. Kol shedarka limnois klal. This is not like Rish Lakish, Kol Shadarka Limna Shaninu. If there's anybody that sells it by minyan, even 1%, keep going. I'll give you an example. It's Roy Shel Ketziyos. Roy Bnei Adam Ein Moichem a Minyan. A normal person, my mommy sends me to the store, go and pick up a cake of figs. Mommy, do you want 20 or 50? Just look, it should say large cake of figs, large wheel of figs, and buy it that way. Ein Moichem a Minyan. Eladoris and Oisev Egel. What do? They go and press them all together into such a circle. Moicher called the eagle yachar. Hoyel, however, hoyel upa amin shemoinim had litrois levad lemoicher meminyan. Sometimes, under very rare situations, someone says, "Now I can't use 100 figs, and there's no way. I'm the only guy at home. It's all going to spoil. My refrigerator is broken. Just sell me 10 such little figs. I don't need the whole." That's not the way normally it's sold, but if you have a good grocer who wants to make a good customer, he'll say, that's fine. And he starts taking out a fork and knife, and he starts cutting out the tent. It's a problem, Shemayna Mitzvah. Zogtach the Gemara, fill midraban. B'mini disur midraban. You're going, trumas ketziyos. Loi bottle. Hoyu v'dartoi limnois klal. Koshkin midiraisi. You're going, psulei karm demasis. So, this is the introduction to the Braisa. Mitch, I'm going to learn the Braisa tomorrow. But all we see from this discussion is that there is a mandiyama that holds litra katsiyas, which is something that is, it's rare. But there are sometimes 1% of the time, 2% of the time, that people will buy a minyan. That's already enough that it does not become bottle. So get looking at the Lashon Gemara, Amra Papa Haytana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says that these behemoths don't become bottle? It's not Remeir, it's not the Chacham, it's not Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, but rather it's the Tana of the Litra Ketiyas, who the Amar, Kol Dover Sheyesh by Minyan, Afil Bid Rabban. Kol Dover Sheyesh by Minyan. Sheyesh by Minyan means that even occasionally, on a rare occasion, that it's a Minyan, that it's sold a Minyan, because 99% of the time it's sold as a cake, as a wheel, it's not sold individually, but Yesh by Minyan. Pomin, said Rashi, Amul, Amul. I feel a bit drabonin like bottle. Even if talking about a drabonin dikka iser, it does not become the kolshkem b'dir rice and chavad b'dir rice. Ah, so now we have come full circle on our kasha. Our kasha was, why does the Mishnah go and say that 10,000 animals will have to go to Misa? Why don't we go and say that this or this becomes bottle within the 10,000? So if you're going to go and tell me according to the drabonin, the reason why it doesn't become, not the rabbi, if you're going to tell me according to a mayor, then it depends on, is it a culture dark and limnois, or is it ain't it dark and limnois? So, who is the machlokes? It's machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish, I can understand why it doesn't become bottle. Why? Because according to Reish Lakish, even those things which are like our case of the behemoths, where, although most of the time, 80% of the time, the people go and sell it with hakpada b'minyan, but this 10 or 20% of the time they don't, says Reish Lakish, it doesn't matter. That's enough to make it into a dover choshev, and therefore it does not become bottle, like it says in the Mishnah, all 10,000 kulam yimus. However, Kuntra B'yoychana, it says, no, since there are 10, 20% of the time people buy a whole lot, a whole corral together of 50 or 100 animals, and they're not makbid with this 100, 101, 99, 102, they don't really care. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if that's the case, it becomes bottle. No, Zoy in our Mishnah, when you have 10,000, it should certainly become bottle. Why does it become bottle? Says Rabbi Yochanan, because our Mishnah is not Remeir. If our Mishnah would be Remeir, Remeir holds like me. Eshadark, Mishaninu, it would not, in our Mishnah, it would become bottle, and therefore when our Mishnah says that it does not become bottle, it does not go according to me, according to Remeir. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of the Triketiyas. The Triketiyas says that even something which only 1% at a time, 5% at a time, people go and buy dried out figs by the number. That's so rare. But sometimes that's enough to go and give it chashivos. Even by a drabon, the halachas come, the kama by the araisa. So that's why this shoranisko, even though it's only 1 out of 10,000, it is choshev like that man the amar. That's why all of these animals, unfortunately, have to go lemisa. Exactly, who is this town of Litra Ketiyos? Mention to be continued tomorrow.
It's ironic, but mayor is usually choshish for a meal. Mm-hmm. Here he's choshish for a rove.
Okay,
it's actually ironic.